It's a brand new marketing initiative that we're working with brewers across the state of Kentucky and some in Indiana, New Albanian Brewing Company. They're also on the list. They're just over the river from Louisville. And we're all working together trying to spread the love of craft beer in Kentucky. We've noticed just a huge explosion in the interest in craft beer.
Kentucky, of course, is well known for other liquid beverages, such as bourbon and other things.
That is correct.
It's not traditionally been thought of as a state for brewing and craft beers. How did this phenomenon pop up in Kentucky all of a sudden?
Well, I think it's part of a larger national trend where craft beer is really kind of gaining a foothold. There's been TV shows. If you look across the United States, the trend is, we're approaching pre-prohibition levels in terms of breweries across the United States. And, I work in tourism in Danville. We're a small town, and we have two microbreweries, which puts us up there per capita in the country with the most microbreweries.
How many of these craft breweries are there around Kentucky?
Well, right now, I can run them down for you. Let's start with Louisville, and I'm going to include New Albanian Brewing Company in that because they're just over the river in Indiana. There's a great little place that's been open just over 3 months now called Against the Grain Brewery, and then there's also Cumberland Brewing. There's another one getting ready to open called Apocalypse Brewing. And then in Lexington, we've got Country Boy, West 6 getting ready to open. And all this can be found on our website, brewgrasstrail.com. We've got a great little map and listing and a little bit of info on all these guys.
What are some of the main types of beers that are being brewed at these small breweries in Kentucky now?
When I was at Against the Grain, they had a nice honey wheat beer. They had, some nice dark stouts. They've had some that they've aged in bourbon barrels. They've had just kind of classic IPAs, really strong IPAs. We've had American pale ales, porters, you name it. And that's what makes the craft brewing trend so fun is, you go into one of these places, the menu's probably going to be different, the next week. These guys are always cranking out experimental stuff.
When you term something a Kentucky Brewgrass Trail, can you actually, if you want to take a little ride or a little tour, visit, three or four of these cities? Are they kind of near, many of them near each other? We can kind of do it in one day, of course, with a designated driver.
Absolutely. For example, when these two places open in Lexington, these places are really close to each other, Country Boy and West 6th. You could do kind of the Lexington-Danville thing maybe one day and then head over to Louisville and do that in another day.
Adam Johnson is executive director of the Danville-Boyle County Convention and Visitors Bureau. He says five microbreweries are open in Kentucky and three more are in the pipeline. With a postcard from the Brewgrass Trail, I'm Steve Hirschberg.